This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I was on a train to see my family at the weekend and the guard was quite something. So I want you to experience him too. Also, more ghosters get what's coming to them on Ghostbusters. Are balaclavas back on trend? And more listeners hiding in cupboards. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Well, Chris, you've had an eventful weekend.
You say that. A lot of it was spent in a car, cause snow, travelling really, really slowly.
It was weird how it just came back. Like, I was in a T-shirt on Friday, and then suddenly on Saturday it's freezing again.
I know.
And you were in a full-on blizzard on the way to play a club night, right?
Yeah, I was DJing in North Allerton, and, like, it was meant to take something like 3 hours, but ended up taking about 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
But, Scott, the snow, when it was coming down, it was proper on.
And you were gonna drive back that night after the gig, but then the blizzards were too bad,
so we had to do one of those things where we had to find accommodation.
Yeah,
there was one hotel which had one room, because we realized this situation that we weren't going to be able to get back at like 1-2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so then it was like ringing around trying to get a place, found this one room, but it did mean me sharing with our friend who often drives us to gigs.
Yeah, so he drives me to gigs as well, but like we never share a room.
It's never done really with us.
Was that awkward at all?
It was. I'll tell you, the most awkward thing was trying to not make it seem awkward. So we had a situation where obviously we hadn't really bought any spare clothes with us. It's like, do we go down? I went down to my pants, got into the bed, and then it was really, what's your move, mate?
Right.
I should point out, it was a double bed.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the same room. And then he went and put the music channel on.
Oh, as if that's going
to make it less awkward. But then there was a situation, it was like, well, we should probably get some sleep. So are we going to turn that off? Are the lights going off?
Oh, it's so awkward.
You know what he did?
What?
Made himself a little bed on the floor.
Oh, did he go floor for you?
Went to the floor. Just went straight to the floor.
Oh.
I said, mate, get up. You're not a dog.
Yeah.
You know, but get into the bed.
But
get comfy.
No, I'm fine.
He was like, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. But I was like, no.
Oh, love
him. Because you've got to drive, mate.
I know. He's so lovely. Because I was going to ask, in the double bed, were your heads both on pillows or did you top and tail?
Top and tail.
Also,
what's the point of topping and tailing? I never really understood that one.
I don't know. If anything, it's worse, isn't it?
That's what I would have thought.
I don't know why people do that. I have had one of those situations before, and it is awkward. You do put music on, but you have to think, like, what am I going to wear? Like, I would always stay with T-shirt on.
Would you?
But you went down to pants.
Just a T-shirt?
No, obviously not just a T-shirt.
I will keep my T-shirt on, don't worry.
Nothing else. Scott Mills. Just the T-shirt thing isn't a joke, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, you know how I like to sometimes, you know...
I know you...
Commando.
Sometimes you are commando, but the idea that you would just keep a shirt on as a sign of respect...
Well, it's like when that Brit Awards that time, that famous time where I didn't wake up for the early breakfast show, and they put me in a hotel nearby. I'm not proud of this. Just had a black shirt on, nothing else.
Well, that's really funny you say that, because then there was that time... A couple of years ago...
I woke up to the hotel manager trying to wake me up.
Well, do you remember the hotel that we stayed in? I can't remember what we were doing. I've got a feeling we were in Norwich. And we... And do you remember someone had to come wake you? And we were all waiting downstairs for you. Pants in the sink.
I know, they found me with pants in the sink. I don't know why that was. I think I just left them
there.
There
was sausage all over the bed as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. But I think I just left
the story
pants.
There?
I don't know.
What was the story there?
I don't know, do I? I don't know.
I'd seen you like probably 4 or 5 hours before and something escalated. The pants were in the sink and there was sausage on the
bed.
And sausage in the bed.
I can't give you the detail of that. One Scott Mills. Charlotte, how can I help, please?
I was listening to you guys talking about hiding in cupboards last week.
Yes. Hiding in cupboards?
Yes, I do remember this with James the PI.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. Right, so that was our show Private Investigator, who's on every Thursday at 1:40. He has to hide a lot in his job. And as far as I can remember, he was telling us a story about how he went into a lady's house. Is this right?
Yeah.
And then he was doing a bug sweep because she thought her husband was having an affair. Then the husband comes home. So would have seen James. So James has to hide in the cupboard in the spare room and hold his breath like in films.
Incredible, right? It led to a whole discussion on where you've had to hide before. You've hidden under a duvet. I had to... So I was sort of in a situation where I couldn't escape from my girlfriend's bedroom.
Yeah.
First time I went round to her parents' house, I could hear her dad outside. It was awful.
You were gonna like try and scale the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine was when the letting agent came around. I forgot they were coming around, so I just pretended to play dead in bed with the... with the duvet over me. He definitely saw me.
So, Charlotte, have you hidden in a cupboard?
It wasn't a cupboard. It was a bedroom. Okay. This is an ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, yes, I like this. Why?
Well, basically, his parents had gone away for a long weekend camping, so I took the opportunity to stay over for the weekend, and they ended up coming back a day early, and... Yeah, caught us red-handed.
Oh, no, right. Oh, I hate that when they come back early. Why do they come back early?
It could have been far worse, though. It could have been the other way around. It could have been that you'd gone to surprise them camping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that, well, you don't want to catch your parents.
Oh,
Oh, okay, yeah, no. No, not that way around.
Round that way round's far worse, I think. Actually, I don't know.
So
I feel pretty bad about the situation, so I feel my situation's worse. Because they weren't my parents, so, you know.
So, can you talk me through exactly what happened when you realised that they were in the driveway?
So, basically, we heard the door go downstairs, so he obviously jumped up.
Where were you?
We were in bed.
Oh! Let me ask you a question.
It was like a lazy Sunday morning, you know?
You weren't in the parents' bed, were you?
No! Oh, my God, no!
No, you're right, Scott, though, because sometimes you do upgrade yourself, don't you?
Well,
it's comfier bed, most likely.
That's really...
Yeah, a bit adventurous. No.
I do not condone that.
No, we were in his bed, okay. I can clarify.
I just had to ask.
No, in his bed, for sure. So he hears the door go downstairs, jumps up, puts clothes on, and I'm like, oh, my God, what to do? He goes downstairs and's like, oh, hi, you know, how was your weekend? And... then they get into a whole conversation, have a cup of tea, and I'm upstairs thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And, you know, you want to tidy up the room a bit, you know, just in case they happen to come upstairs and walk in the room. And, yeah, it was pretty... It was a rough 20 minutes waiting.
If they had come into the room, how would you have styled that out?
I actually have no idea, because he had a really small room. There was literally no tidy. Like, he had a bed, but it was pretty much a mattress on the floor. Like, there was no actual... frame.
Yeah.
So really nowhere to hide. I probably would have done what you did and, you know, got under the duvet.
So did they find you?
Well, yeah, basically he ended up building up the courage to tell them, oh, by the way, she's upstairs. And then his mum goes, you can come down now.
Oh, no! Like
the worst.
5 words you can ever hear in your life.
So how was that for you? So you went down the stairs as if it was like some kind of Saturday night TV show.
Dressed up, went downstairs like, oh, hello, totally red in the face. Just honestly just the worst thing. And then it gets even worse because they've been to the supermarket on the way back, bought a whole Sunday dinner situation. And she's like, you can stay for dinner. And I'm like, no, that's fine. She's like, no, you are staying for dinner.
Oh, no.
So I had to have a Sunday dinner with them. So, yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Totally horrible.
I can't imagine what the conversation was like over dinner.
Yeah. Oh, you must have felt so
really
guilty.
Yeah, really minimalistic.
Guilt pork.
Yeah.
The worst.
We've all had guilt pork. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was an experience. But, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Amazing hearing someone who's been caught. Because generally, with all the hiding stories that we get, you don't actually get caught.
That's it.
It'd be good to hear more people who've been caught in the act.
If you've been caught, like, red-handed by the parents or whoever, and you had to actually hide, let us know. 81199, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
This is from James in Cheltenham. So this has never been spoke of, right? He thought that his mum and dad were out. So him and his girlfriend are... in their room.
Mm-hmm.
Totally don't think they're there. And they are, it looks like James's room. It could be their room.
Right.
They come out of the room eventually and there are two cups of tea there waiting.
What, just outside the room?
Given to them by the mum.
No.
That's horrendous.
That's very much I just want you to know that I know.
Yeah, I know, all right? Never spoken of.
The worst situation. Have you ever had any issues with your mum sort of walking in? Or I like to bring things back to you recently.
You do? I've never
really
noticed that.
Putting you on the spot.
There have been many a time where I have taken to the floor.
Have you?
Yeah.
To the floor.
To the floor. Scott Mills. Why? Scott Mills here. Can I just pick up the cheese man, please?
Who's the cheese man?
He is the man in my brother's local pub, because I went to see the family at the weekend, who just arrives. I guess he must work in a cheese shop, but just takes a table, puts loads of cheese down, and you can help yourself. Cheese man.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm confused about the cheese man stuff that you were talking about.
Why?
So, does he bring all the cheese with him, or is this like an employee of the pub?
No, it's a man that obviously works at a cheese shop or something. But in my brother's local pub, where my brother goes off to work sometimes, he will just like get a trestle table at the back of the pub, and he'll just lay out loads of cheeses. No, he doesn't sell it. You just help yourself. It's free. And anyone in the... he provides knives and everything. Everyone in the pub can have the cheese for free.
And the pub are fine with that.
Yeah, totally. All the people behind the bar were having the cheese as well.
But it's well weird. It's just like these characters that turn up.
I also think it's because, like, maybe if someone tries one, it's like, this is good. Where do I get that? And then he goes, well. And then he's got his van at the back with loads more in, hasn't he?
Because there's previously been a guy who sold fish in a nightclub. And
yeah.
There's other characters like this with their foods.
Yeah. Also, a fish man came round to my house a few months ago. I was like, get your fish. I'm like, he just knocked my door and said, get your fish. I know. It's just like, am I in the 1800s?
Also, so strange if you just buy fish on the doorstep like that, isn't it?
I know.
Just accepting this fish.
It's just like, do you know what? Actually, I will buy that haddock off you. I will. It's weird. Anyway, I also, on my journey home, I went to see the family at the weekend in Southampton. I also came across another interesting character. So I'm on the train, and, you know, you get the guard piping up on the tannoy there. So, selection of hot and cold beverages, sandwiches, beers, wine, spirits, and my personal favourite, chocolate. That's what he said. And then
they list every single thing.
Yeah, and then he went...
It takes ages.
And then he went, my name's Martin... And you can tweet me at Martin the Guard. I was like, why do I want to tweet you? I actually put this on my Instagram story. So I thought today what we might be able to do just to spice up Martin's life a bit, and also, definitely spice up his social media, which is basically just train delays. Why don't we do hashtag AMA, which is Ask Martin Anything. So whatever's on your mind today, maybe you want to ask, I mean, be nice, but maybe... ask Martin what he thinks you should have for dinner tonight. Maybe if he's got any box set recommendations that he watches with, well, I presume his wife. Ask him if he's good, I don't know, got any good train jokes.
Yeah, I'm interested to know how he'd set Watford up for the next game.
Any of that, anything you want to ask Martin. He did say tweet me on the tannoy, which I'm taking as... We can say it on radio and it's public because it's out there, isn't it? He's asked people to tweet him, and tweet him you shall. Let's all do it now. At Martin the Guard.
Martin the Guard.
At Martin the Guard with anything you want to ask Martin. AMA, ask Martin anything. Do you think he's ever going to regret giving his... Oh, I've got some feedback for Martin, by the way. Yeah, we get the joke about, and my personal favourite, chocolate. But Martin, I've been on since London Waterloo, and I'm going all the way to Eastleigh, so I've heard that joke now at every stop. And my personal favourite, chocolate, that's seven times.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Martin the Guard is replying to people. No I've way. Just had a look to see how many tweets he's been getting sent, and it's loads, it's hundreds. there's so many good questions. A lot of sort of dinner requests, stuff like that.
Yeah, I like... well, you're always going to get these. Would you rather have legs the size of fingers or fingers the size of legs?
Ashley James Evans asks, what exactly do you guard?
Yeah.
Which is a great question.
The train.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, it is guarding.
It's a bit like Night of the Train.
I like, we know that your personal favourite snack is chocolate, but which one in particular?
It's great.
Should I cut my hair? What's your favourite car? And how would you negotiate a hard Brexit?
Scott Mills.
I was on a train at the weekend and the guard said I could tweet him. So we all are now, at Martin the Guard. Martin, bless him, is trying to reply to as many of you as possible. I don't think he knows what's going on or why he's suddenly getting this major influx of messages. But he's really going through them and trying to reply as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and also the messages are just about like literally anything. Look at this one from Lewis. Hi, mate, at Martin the Guard. You've hit six perfect darts and need 141 for a nine-dart finish. Do you go triple 20, triple 19, double 12, or triple 20, triple 15, double 18? And a man's expected to reply to that.
While guarding a train.
Scott Mills.
Poor Martin the Guard, I fear that he's got a lot to have to go through, Scott.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
But also, what I'm worried about here is that Martin the Guard doesn't realise this has come from you.
Well, hopefully someone... Well, has anyone tweeted him going, this is a Radio 1 thing or not?
Well, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything you want to ask Martin the Guard?
I'd like to ask what was the slight delay, actually, on the service between, I think it was 1428 London-Waterloo to Eastleigh, Hampshire. I would like to know that.
What would have been good is to get Martin the Guard on to do bangers today.
Yeah.
Make the decision.
Later in the week, maybe we'll speak to him. And, the thing is, Martin really, really enjoys himself on the tannoy. Do you know what I mean? You know people that just love being on the microphone? It's the same people that grab the mic off you at karaoke.
Yeah.
Where it's like, me now! Martin, you know, he wants you to know that his particular favourite is chocolate. You know when they kind of like... It happens on a lot of trains. Someone else said that the train guard on their train that they take makes up rhymes. Oh, yeah. A guard on a Northern Rail service to and from Middlesbrough makes up rhymes for each stop. Let's try and track him down as well. That's from Emily. Really is a day for the train guards today.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Alex, we got your email about ghosting. I know that we've called you before. I'm sure we'll call you back soon. Also, every time we mention Ghostbusters, we get a few emails in, and some of these are mad stories. So if you have been ghosted by somebody, maybe you went on a date, maybe you didn't even get that far and you've been speaking to them online or whatever, and for some reason they just haven't been in touch anymore, let us know. Because sometimes they just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
We can try and get answers for you as to why that happened.
Also, I don't know about you, Scott, but have you noticed that this has become the feature that, like, when you're out and about, people ask you about?
Yeah, they're like, oh,
like,
I love
people are obsessed with this.
Yeah, they love it. 3:10 today, we'll do a new one.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Chris. Sorry, hi.
Hello.
No, fine, we're both here. You good,
right.
Charlie?
That's okay, Charles.
Hi. Charles. Hello.
Yeah, where are you then?
I'm just in a little place called Woodbury in Devon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have all the snow.
Yes, we do. We've just been coming back from Gloucester and it's like we're in a different... It's just crazy how much snow's here.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on the BBC News app.
Are you having a snow day right now then?
No, I've got to pop into work later, so...
Okay. All right, so...
Dig my car out.
Dig your car out? Is it that bad?
Yeah, it will be when I get back, yeah.
Wow.
Just go out on the drive with a little bit of salt there. Sprinkle it around, see if you can make an impact. Salt Bay. Oh, Salt Bay would smash it in this weather, wouldn't it?
All right, listen, is there any person you have a preference for on bangers normally?
Well, last year I was doing bangers on my dad's birthday and I got to give him a shout out. So it's a couple of weeks late, but happy birthday to my dad for a couple of weeks ago.
Aww. Okay, so you've been on before. Who do you normally pick?
Chris.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. The clocks go forward an hour on Sunday.
See?
Yes, that's absolutely true.
It springs back. It's spring.
Anyway, that was us doing a song about the clocks going forward to the tune of 21 Questions by 50 Cent, which is my banger today.
I can't really imagine you listening to this at home in Echo Falls there. Not your vibe, all of
it is.
As Scott's banger choice, you can have mine, which is this. Bit of a who band, but this is a banger. This is the Pigeon Detective.
Yes.
And this is Take Her Back.
Change the clock.
On Sunday.
Hello.
Oh, hiya.
All right, Charlie.
Yes,
Charles, what can we do for you then? Chris or Scott?
Oh, can I just make one more shout-out before I make my choice? Just to Caleb, OT Event Technicians.
You're listening to 107.8, The Pigeon.
The Pigeon. The Pigeon Detectives.
On your wavelength. Sorry, go on.
I've made my choice. I think I'm going to switch and go with Scott.
Oh, I love you for that.
New York City. New York City.
I like 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a Bentley? Could you love me on a bus? I like 21 questions, and they all about us.
Fiddy.
Hi.
Gem in Oxford says, yes, takes me back to the good old days, good old Fiddy. Can we stop saying good Fiddy, please?
Mark says, swag bag, balaclava on, spotted. There's a robbery.
50 Cent, what a tune, reminds me of my chav days.
You know the balaclava? Why don't people wear those more in, like, in the snow?
What are you talking about?
Balaclavas, not just for robberies, but, generally for...
No, but you look like you're on the rob, don't you?
You do. But is that... Because I think that I could really do with one today. It's cold out.
I know, on the face. And you know, I spend thousands on this. I need it to be protected.
That's it. It's like a shield for your expensive face.
Right.
You're right.
Seriously.
It's like a pool cover for the face.
That's exactly. Like, you know, like one of them ones you put at night on a swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's what I need. But I do worry that like, you know, if you're passing by a bank, like someone will taser you or something. I don't know.
Scott Mills.
There's nothing more wonderful in life, is there, than being completely ignored by someone that you actually quite liked. But don't feel inadequate. Don't lose your faith in love. You'll find someone at some point. But it does still make you wonder, doesn't it? Why did they stop messaging? Why did they block me on social media? And that's what we're here to find out on Ghostbusters. If you've been ghosted, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, so what situation do we have here, please?
So, I was ghosted, and we had a couple of dates. And it was going really well.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him online.
Okay.
And he went away skiing, and then I never heard from him again.
Oh, no.
He was a nice guy, yeah. And on the second date as well, he told me he loved me.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Oh, see, that changes everything for me, that does. Like, now that you've not heard from him, he told you he loved you?
Yeah.
What did you say back?
I said, thank you.
Thanks, yes. I've done that before. Thanks.
But he said it by accident. It just kind of slipped out.
How do you say it by accident?
Say it like, I love you, in a way. Do you know what I mean? It's not necessarily like... Let's sit down. I need to tell you I love you.
Yeah, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
So I was dancing in his car and he just went, oh, I love you. And
oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
okay,
oh.
Right, that's different. But still a bit weird.
I love you.
Mm. Can you stop saying I love you?
I'm just trying to say it in a way which wouldn't be the sincere way that you're thinking that it was said.
Or like, oh, love you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more like that.
Yeah.
And that was the last you saw of him?
Well, no. Because when I saw him... like a week later before I went away.
Okay, so there was a third date.
And what was that?
He just came around my house after work for a bit.
How long?
Only a couple of hours.
Oh.
What was that, deal or no deal or something?
All right, well, that's all you need, though, isn't it, really? Yeah, a couple of hours. All right, and then that was it?
Yeah, and then, so he then went skiing. And I had a couple of messages from him. And then he just stopped replying to my messages completely. I just thought he was having a great time, so I left him to it. And then I suddenly thought, okay, maybe he should be speaking to me now. Because he used to speak to me all the time. He used to ring me in the morning, ring me at lunchtime, ring me on his way home from work. So
this is so ghosty.
It's so ghosty because so intense and then so not.
So intense.
Three dates in.
What has really upset me though is I left my scarf in his car and I really want it back and he won't respond to any of my messages, so he won't you're back.
Is this a special scarf?
I was given it by my grandma, so she's really upset with me for having lost it. Yeah.
This does happen, though. Like, sometimes you shed clothing when you're dating.
the amount of clothing I've lost.
Or inherited.
Not so much.
No? You're more the loser.
Yeah, I definitely am. Everything.
You're the giver.
Oh, it's like hoodies, like jumpers.
Yeah.
Probably some pants.
I lost a lovely gilet.
Oh, I remember when you lost that. Yeah.
I was lovely and warm. And sometimes when it's snowing and cold, I think to myself, oh, that gilet would have been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Lucy, we have his number. You've given that to me.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard from him?
Probably about a month ago.
All right. So nothing since then.
Well, no, because then I blocked him.
Okay. And also, unfortunately, Chris, it's your turn to start the conversation today.
Okay, fine.
And explain what we're doing here. All right, Lucy, wait there. I think I've got enough detail. We'll do it after this.
Why?
Scott Mills.
Okay, so we're with Lucy. She has been ghosted. 100%. Met a guy online. Really nice. Met his entire family. He tells her, I love you. Then he comes around for the evening. Then he goes skiing. Then nothing. So I've got his number here. Lucy, you're going to hear the whole thing, all right?
Oh, God.
Hopefully he picks up, but you will hear the whole conversation that we're going to have.
Okay.
And Chris is going to start it.
Yeah.
And
is there anything you want to achieve from this? I guess it's the scarf coming back, isn't it?
I just really like my scarf, and I have this hoodie as well, so I can give that back to him. We can exchange clothing.
Okay, so are you looking to rekindle anything with him, or you just want the scarf back?
I just want the scarf back.
Got you. Okay, well, that makes it kind of simpler.
Yeah.
But it also would be good to find out why he did this.
Yeah.
Okay. I can hear that that you're starting to slightly...
Was that you or a dog?
Cringe.
Oh, no.
I thought it was you, like, cringing at the thought of this, like...
Oh, it probably was.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess it's two things, as always. Will he pick up when we call? You might hear his voice. The second thing is, will he talk?
Sometimes they just don't want to go on the radio.
No.
Okay, here we go. You'll be able to hear it all, Lucy, right there.
Welcome to the O2.
Oh, okay, Lucy, he's not picking up. We'll try again after this, all right?
Okay.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
That is Bastille on Radio 1. Okay, Lucy is still with us. Lucy was ghosted and nothing else, but just desperately wants her scarf back. Okay, shall we give the ghost one more go, Lucy?
Yeah, let's give him one more go.
Okay. Go again.
Welcome to the
Lucy, he's not answering.
Oh.
But here's an idea that I've got. Right, you're not interested in pursuing anything with him anymore, like in that way, are you?
No.
You just want that beloved scarf back.
I do.
So if it's all right with you, if he does go to answer phone again, me, you and Chris can do him a message saying give it back, basically, in a nice way.
Okay.
But my mission is to get that scarf back for you, okay?
Thank you.
Right. Because your gran is not happy.
She's not.
And you don't want to get on the wrong side of them. Lucy, can you give me the details of the scarf? Colour?
It's grey.
Yeah.
It's like a snood.
Yeah.
It's a bit fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really warm.
Fluffy. Oh, it sounds lovely.
Okay, let's see what happens this time.
Welcome to the O2 messaging.
Okay, right, so he has gone to voicemail again, so we'll just leave a message. I'll start if that's okay.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hello, my name is Scott Mills. I present a show on BBC Radio 1. Why do I sound like a robot?
You sound like an automated service at the moment. I have to warn you, just talk to him normally.
Sorry. Hello, it's Scott here with Chris from Radio 1. Hi, I'm all right. Now, we've heard from a girl called Lucy... that I know that you saw a couple of times. Just to let you know, by the way, she's not interested in pursuing anything romantically with you since you ignored her. You did ghost her. Why are you not messaging anymore? Anyway, that's besides the point. We just need to get her beloved scarf back because her gran is having a go at her all the time.
Yeah. So if you could return the scarf at some point, it would be very much appreciated. I know this might be weird coming from us. And the set of circumstances that led to us making this call, but we just wanted to give her a hand.
And, you know, we won't ask any questions about why you stopped messaging. It's all fine. We just want the property returned to its rightful owner.
Oh, she's got your hoodie as well, in case you want that back.
Yeah, we can do a straight swap. So hoodie for the scarf. You know the scarf, the really fluffy grey one, a bit like a snood.
Lucy's here as well if you do want to say something
Lucy,
as well, Lucy.
One final appeal from you, please.
Please can I have my scarf back? Please.
And thank you very much. We hope to hear from you. Goodbye.
Sorry for the strange voicemail as well.
Lucy, no more we can do from here, really. And who knew that Ghostbusters would turn into a scarf search?
Who knew? Thank you for helping me, though.
No worries. We'll let you know what happens. I'm going to get it back to you.
Amazing.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
We've heard from the ghoster.
It's a moving situation.
Okay, right. So... you lot always say, and it might be true, they might be listening to the radio and that's why they're not picking up the phone. Possibly, yes, you never know. Okay, so we've had a text from the ghoster. We've just checked the numbers and they do match up, so it's definitely him. And he says he can't speak because he's at work. Yeah, whatever. No, he probably is. He says, who are you going to call? Hi. I've had a couple of messages regarding the Ghostbusters segment. With Lucy, I had completely forgotten about the scarf, so we will post it tomorrow, but only because her grandma asked so nicely. I'm not proud of it, but I ain't afraid of no ghosting. Oh.
It's ballsy from the ghost.
Wow, that is. He's just like, woo! So he's saying, like... look, sorry about it, but like, it just didn't work out. Mate, you said you did use the L word.
Yeah. Also, so weird that he would have forgotten about such a comfortable scarf by the sound of it.
Well, what he's probably done there, and we've all done that, is claimed it as their own. Because after a certain amount of time, after a month, you're like, wow. Well,
then you just take it for granted, don't you?
They haven't asked for it, and you're like, it is grey, fluffy and warm. However, she had asked for it lots of times, so weird that he's forgotten about it. But anyway, a full-on kind of balls-out ghoster there, if you like.
Wow.
Scott Mills.
So I was on a train at the weekend and the guard told us what drinks and snacks were on offer like they always do. And then said over the speaker, if you want to tweet me, you can. I'm at Martin the Guard, which I thought was a bit strange. So today, to spice up Martin's Twitter, we did AMA, Ask Martin Anything, and he got quite the response. He's on the line now. Hello, Martin the Guard.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, I recognise that voice anywhere. Well, on a train between London and Southampton. So,
yeah,
Martin...
it's a pleasure to have you on board.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be
was
on board.
Was it a pleasure to have him on board, Martin the Guard?
It wasn't until about an hour ago, yes.
Oh. Now, Martin, what was the best question that our listeners asked you today when I asked them to?
Oh, well, I had loads of questions about chocolate, because I like chocolate. So lots of people wanting to know what my favourite chocolate was. A company who made flapjacks, who shall remain nameless, asking me what I would like to see on a flapjack. I think mint's got to be good. Mint chocolate's got to be good. Okay. Somebody asked me what's the strangest conversation I've overheard on the trains.
Okay.
I think that's got to be the gentleman begging his wife to come and pick him up in Poole in Dorset at 2 o'clock in the morning after he should got
yeah.
woking.
So all the questions, Martin the Guard, and they continue to come in. How do you feel about Fifth Harmony splitting up?
I'm sure it'll be a loss to the music industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good answer. That's what I would have said.
I love you just entertaining it all, Martin the Guard. You seem cool.
Yeah, I like to come across as a sort of easygoing person.
Unless you haven't got the correct ticket.
Unless you haven't got the correct ticket, of course, that's it. So, in which case, come and talk to me. I think I'm human.
What first made you say or think of, you can tweet me at Martin the Guard, because you don't normally get that.
I found that I was working quite a few trains that were getting really, really busy, particularly during disruption, to the extent that I couldn't walk through them. And I wanted another way for passengers to actually be able to engage me. It could just be a simple thing, is they can tell me what time the train's due to arrive into Woking or...
Okay, Martin, on board.
You're going to be famous now. You'll be able to crowd surf through the carriage.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be awesome. They're going to carry you through.
Martin, can we finish, please, with your normal patter that you give every time?
Yes, certainly.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this service. My name is Martin the Guard. I'm very pleased to have you on board this afternoon. If you do require my assistance, you can tweet me at Martin the Guard. And I'm very pleased to advise we do have a buffet service available on board today, selling a wide variety of drinks, light refreshments, beers, wine, spirits, and, of course, my personal favourite, chocolate.
That was the line I was waiting for. And, of course, my personal favourite, chocolate.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you like that, hit subscribe.